turundusuudised.
I picked out the trend from Mintel, and where Mintel talks about digital fitness and telling that the biggest area for digital fitness is currently individual fitness activities such as cycling and running rather than in-home exercise. And this is thanks to rising interest in wearable performance monitors. And Mintel research also found that sports and training tracking was the third most popular wearable technology application, whilst health and well-being monitoring was the first. And also that an increasing number of gyms are offering on-demand virtual classes at home and in facility, but health and fitness clubs, gyms and leisure centers are also focusing on experience. So we are seeing cinema-style studios with immersive graphics, responsible treadmills that adjust the display in response to the runner's movement and focus on small group activity as a means of building commitment and support system for participants. It's a challenge for digital platforms to replicate these features in home. So it's a new trend Mintel brought out. What do you think about the trend?
I think, first of all, struck me about this example is like, is it soon anything you can't do online? I mean, you are even those traditional businesses and IDs that everything becomes online. Customers now consume things in so many different ways. And even if it's an industry where you consumed your services in one way before, customers today expect that they can consume it in a very personal way. The example you're mentioning now with health and fitness clubs, that they provide the service that you can do it at home, at any time, in your way. And obviously the centers, in order to keep, they also need to provide something extra in order with, like, they normally take very higher payment if you go to a health club, obviously, compared to do it online. But then they obviously need to provide something extra when you're there. And if you look at the people doing gyms and fitness things today, I think they are very different, and they need to be able to personalize it. Some people, I'm sure, love to do all their exercises at home. They can do it exactly when they suit you. Things might happen during the day. You can kind of don't need to schedule it. Whereas other people really need the group feeling. They need to go there and they need to feel that they are sweating with others. Maybe they have a friend that goes on the same time, that they feel that commitment in order to get the workout done. And I think a similar industry that kind of changed how you consume the services is a banking industry. In the old times, then you had to go to your bank account or bank branch, or when you needed to do your services. Then the online thing came, obviously great for all the banks to be able to cut costs, and it becomes easier and you can do it anywhere. But now a bit of a trend from banking is that they want people back into the office again, because they realize that it's very hard to upsell financial services over internet. So this kind of wave has gone a bit back and forth. But what I see overall is that the different ways you consume the same product is getting broader and broader.
Absolutely. The question here for me, probably what I would discuss, is that how would the gyms, but the banks, with banks it's easier, they are a bit bigger, but the gyms usually are rather small companies, if they are not kind of chains. How can they manage with the cost base? Because providing different services for every single person, should it be, are you alone? Are you with a family? When are you coming? So it's so costly, finally. Even if you take that, okay, I have different programs running it, different apps, so I can manage somehow. But does it pay off in a long run? Or should it be better that they really from the beginning say that, okay, we are only the online gym. We don't bother us with any facilities. We do all the program, but you have no place to come, just do it at home. And specialize in that way and try to find a model how to bring money in.
I think the training industry now is becoming a very mature market in general. That means also that the power sits at the consumers.
Okay.
As it's such a mature market and the variety of choices are getting bigger and bigger, I think it's I think this will be the natural trend that a lot of people would like to have the variety of doing it and being able to have the choice. What I think might be another thing is that we're seeing that the trends that more and more people are working out, etc. So the overall market is growing because more and more people are getting interested in exercising and fitness in general. And so I think for gyms, they have or fitness centers. Obviously, they are trying to provide things that people that they can that the online world or that the online solutions can't provide. Like as you mentioned here, the certain treadmills and the group training, and I think that's just great, but. You're mentioning now, a lot of things that the online is getting closer and closer. I mean, you mentioned now that the health apps were number three of the the downloaded, or training apps was a number three downloaded app category.
And first was health and well-being.
Yeah, exactly. And the kind of things people are looking for, it's getting. You can get more or less the same service online, but what you can't get is this kind of treadmills. You can't get the group training, and I think it's very important that the gyms and that they try to push on the importance of this group training in order to get consistency. Maybe back again to educate. They can say that if you do group training, if you do this and this, the kind of results are 80% higher to succeed. After some research, absolutely. That might be an idea.
Because of the trend, what we see here in Estonia is also what I have kind of noticed is that that you have much more places where to train, and I think especially interesting is to look at the bigger companies who try to build the training facilities. Not even build, but try to repurpose the facilities into training. Telling that, okay, our corridor is about 40 meters long. So if you run it for 10 times, it's 400 meters. If you go take the stairs, upstairs and downstairs during the lunch break, you already have used I don't know how many calories. You can use probably the hula hoops in the corridor to do something, and it's kind of growingly popular. It means that people already do the training during the day without even noticing that it's a training. They never sweat. They do it with a kind of high heels, ladies, I think, run there and do the exercises and jump. But it's a lot of fun to do it together. And this might be also, in the long term, a rather big competition. Do the sports clubs, because you don't need to go anywhere. You just do it smoothly. It's part of your healthy lifestyle, and that's it. And you have the life health monitor that says that, well done, 10,000 steps today, no more needed.
Yeah, I know myself. I'm following even how many steps I've taken, etc.
Okay.
And I think that goes back also, if you can draw the line longer there, that you even companies today, they know that's an important thing for attracting people, and more people find fitness important. And in order to bring that in as a natural thing into what your employer provides, in order to be more attractive, etc. So I think that's a trend, as you said, to bring it in into new places as well.
So we see a lot of changes, and probably. Poor sports clubs, they have a kind of lot of threats to fight with and to manage with the online, offline, on the site, probably walking to the work and all the other things that are really kind of taking probably part of their income.
Exactly, and I think also as it has been a quite a profitable business to be in, and now when the market is growing, they also face new competitors coming in constantly. So I think they really need to rethink their system. I have a funny example actually from a gym chain in Germany. I have a good friend in Germany, and they had a paying method that you paid, I think it was 50 euros a month.
Okay.
And then for every time you went there and trained, you got a deduction from the gym chain. So if you train three times a week, for example, and that a certain ladder, how it decreased the monthly fee, you could get down to 10 euros a month even. So that kind of thing also encouraged the people to come inside and train. And obviously gym chains today, that it's not only the fee for your membership, it also you can sell personal training, you can sell different kind of nutritions, etc.
So that's clothing,
it's a good example. So I think that's also very big importance to bring the customers.
Absolutely.
So that's why I think the German example is actually
very
hilarious.
Good. Very good.
That they kind of switched the whole model in order to bring people in. It was fairly successful.
And probably this situation, I would expect a lot of kind of fusion, a new fusion kind of business models coming out, that you really fuse a sports club and a sports clothing store. Why not have them together at the same place? Why do you need a store and why do you need a club? Or kind of different parts of things. Probably I see that there might be a ground for the really kind of new concepts coming to market. So interesting times we are facing, isn't it?
Definitely. And I think also another thing can be to kind of align. I mean, you say they're selling clothes, they're selling some nutrition, but maybe make the whole growing the concept bigger of providing a lifestyle solutions. I mean, you mentioned clothes, nutrition, food, and how you connect it to work. And I think being able to take a broader approach to the problem.